What if everything you thought you knew about your brain was wrong? Not slightly off, but fundamentally backwards. That lump of tissue between your ears, wrinkled like a walnut with the consistency of soft butter, has been wildly misunderstood for centuries. We've been told it's a thinking machine, divided into rational and emotional parts, passively receiving information from the world. None of this is true. Your brain is actually a prediction engine, a body budget manager, and a reality constructor all rolled into one. It doesn't react to the world. It creates your experience of it before you're even aware anything is happening. This revelation changes everything we thought we knew about human nature, free will, and what it means to be alive. 500 million years ago, the Amphixus drifted through ancient oceans, a stomach with a rudimentary nervous system. No brain, yet it survived. So why did we evolve these energy-hungry organs consuming 20% of our body's resources? Your brain didn't evolve primarily for thinking. It evolved to manage your body's energy budget, tracking thousands of internal accounts like water, glucose, salt, hormones, and immune responses. This process, called allostasis, involves predicting what your body will need and preparing before those needs arise. During the Cambrian period, prediction beat reaction. Animals that prepared movements before predators struck survived. Those who merely reacted didn't. As bodies grew complex with intricate cardiovascular, respiratory, and immune systems, they needed a command center. Your brain became that manager. Everything else, rationality, creativity, emotion, memory, serves this mission of keeping you alive by efficiently managing resources. For over 2,000 years, we've embraced a seductive story. Humans have three competing inner forces: primitive instincts, emotional impulses, and rational thought. Plato proposed it, and the triune brain theory mapped it onto evolution: a reptilian core for survival, a limbic system for emotions, and a neocortex for reason. Modern neuroscience has thoroughly rejected this model, yet it persists because it flatters us with a best species trophy. Brains don't evolve by adding layers. They reorganize as they grow. Genetic analysis reveals that neurons appearing different between species often contain identical genes. As brains expand, regions segregate and integrate more complexly. A rat's single somatosensory region becomes four in humans. Reorganization, not layering. All mammalian brains follow one manufacturing plan, differing only in developmental timing. Our cerebral cortex isn't proportionally special. Scale a monkey's brain to human size, and its cortex matches ours. More importantly, rationality isn't the absence of emotion. Fear and danger is rational. Endless social media scrolling is irrational thinking. From a body budgeting perspective, rationality means efficiently managing resources for success in your environment. Your brain is a network of 128 billion neurons, forming a single, flexible structure. Each neuron resembles a tree. Dendrites receive signals, an axon transmits them, and synapses relay signals to other neurons. Like global air travel, most neural clusters handle local traffic, while hub clusters coordinate long-distance communication, a powerful yet energy-efficient design. Hub damage is linked to depression, schizophrenia, and chronic pain. Your brain changes continuously through rapid neurotransmitter shifts and slower structural changes, neuronal birth and death, connections strengthening or weakening. This plasticity enables lifelong learning and trillions of distinct activity patterns. Neurons perform multiple roles and change partners. Your visual cortex also processes hearing and touch, repurposing itself when vision is absent. Different neural groups can produce identical results through degeneracy, like reaching for an object twice using completely different patterns. Complexity is your brain's ability to configure itself into enormous numbers of distinct patterns, enabling abstract thinking, language, imagination, and creativity. Higher complexity means better memory reconstruction, greater creativity, faster adaptation, and more resilience to injury. Human brains aren't uniquely complex. Octopuses and birds demonstrate remarkable complexity despite different neural organizations. But our crowning achievement is the complexity of our connections. Human babies are born spectacularly unfinished. Their brains take about 25 years to complete wiring. This evolutionary gamble provides a powerful advantage: brains shaped by both physical and social environments. The nature versus nurture distinction is illusory. Vision develops properly only with light exposure. Sound localization depends on ear shape, and caregivers holding babies at the right distance teach facial recognition. As information enters the newborn brain, neural connections develop through tuning and pruning. Tuning strengthens frequently used connections. Dendrites become bushier, and axons develop thicker myelin coating. Pruning eliminates unused connections, following, if you don't use it, you lose it. Caregivers regulate a baby's body budget, guide focused attention, and expose babies to language sounds that the brain tunes to while pruning away rarely encountered ones. Little brains require social input to develop typically. Romanian orphanages in the 1960s tragically demonstrated how babies deprived of social interaction develop intellectual impairments and stunted growth. Despite the risks, this arrangement offers crucial evolutionary advantage, efficient cultural inheritance. Each brain becomes optimized for its particular environment as caregivers curate a baby's physical and social niche. We have the kind of nature that requires nurture. A former Rhodesian soldier once mistook a shepherd boy with a herding stick for a guerrilla fighter with an AK-47. This wasn't poor eyesight. It was his brain predicting and constructing reality before sensory data arrived. Your brain doesn't passively receive information like a camera. It actively constructs what you experience, drawing on memories to make meaning from ambiguous data. Your brain predicts before it senses. When you drink water, you feel less thirsty within seconds, long before the water reaches your bloodstream, because your brain predicts the sensory consequences. When predictions are correct, incoming sensory data merely confirms what your neurons are already firing for. When predictions are wrong, your brain either learns by updating or sticks with the original prediction, especially when survival seems at stake. Brains are wired for survival, not accuracy. Most surprisingly, your brain initiates actions before you're consciously aware of them. While you experience sensing first and acting second, your brain actually prepares for action first, routing predictions to your sensory systems to anticipate consequences. The predictions driving your actions come from past experiences. While you can't change your past, you can change how your brain predicts in the future by investing in new ideas, experiences, and activities. This is a form of free will, not changing behavior in the heat of the moment, but changing predictions before that moment arrives. As social creatures, humans unconsciously cooperate and regulate each other's body budgets. Our brains rewire through plasticity after experiences with others, producing measurable effects: synchronized breathing and heartbeats, mirrored movements, and physical responses to others' actions. When we hold hands with someone in pain, we literally lessen their suffering. Words regulate human bodies. Many brain regions processing language also control bodily systems supporting your body budget, guiding heart rate, adjusting glucose, changing immune chemicals. While occasional verbal stress is manageable, chronic verbal aggression creates harmful biological effects. Persistent nastiness can make you sick, affect metabolism, and even make healthy fats metabolize like unhealthy ones. This creates a dilemma. We need other humans for survival, yet we value individual freedoms. The solution isn't restricting speech, but recognizing that freedom comes with responsibility. We pay collective costs through healthcare expenses, ineffective government, and reduced innovation when we ignore our social interdependence. Your brain evolved for connection, and that connection literally shapes the biology of everyone around you. Human brains create many different kinds of minds, not just individual variations, but fundamentally different mental structures. These variations exist across and within cultures, preserving our species' adaptability. Despite variation being normal and beneficial, we find it uncomfortable, preferring the idea of a single universal human nature. We organize this variation by sorting people into neat categories, personality types, cultural tendencies, normal versus abnormal. The Myers-Briggs type indicator exemplifies this impulse, though its scientific validity is questionable. In reality, the human mind has no universal defining features. Features unique to humans exclude some humans, while features all humans share appear in other animals too. Even so, some mental features are widespread because they're useful, like relationships and affect. Affect, ranging from pleasant to unpleasant and idle to activated, comes from your brain summarizing your body's internal state. It serves as a barometer for your body budget, but lacks precision. Your kind of mind is just one among many, and you can modify it through chemicals for short-term changes or new experiences for longer-lasting rewiring. Acculturation, adapting to a new culture, represents an extreme form of plasticity, demonstrating our brain's adaptability. No kind of mind is inherently better than another. Some variations are simply more tailored to their environment. Human nature is really many human natures, all emerging from our complex brains wiring themselves to their surroundings. This diversity isn't a bug, it's a feature that makes our species remarkably resilient. Your brain is a powerful paradox, extraordinary yet flawed, individual yet profoundly social. It constructs experiences that make emotion and reason feel separate when they're integrated. It hallucinates so effectively, you believe you see reality objectively when you're actually constructing your experience moment by moment. Understanding your brain's true nature enhances rather than diminishes its wonder. Knowing that your perceptions are constructed, your rationality embodied, and your individuality exists within social connection, these insights reveal what it truly means to be human. This knowledge carries both freedom and responsibility. You can't change your past, but you can rewire how your brain predicts the future through new experiences. You can't control others' behavior, but you can recognize how your actions literally shape their biology. Your brain enables you to build societies spanning continents and imagine worlds that don't yet exist. Question your certainties. Recognize your constructed realities. Invest in experiences that rewire your predictions. Regulate others' body budgets with care. Embrace the diversity of human minds.